Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Oras na para sa isang masaya at makabuluhang usapan. Kiligin, tumawa, at ibahagi ang inyong kwento dito sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Every weekend kasama sina Papa Dan at Claudette Centeno Calixto. Love Down Under. Let's talk about love, life, and everything in between. Love Down Under.
Love Down Under.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Ating pag-usapan ngayong buwan ang sacrifices mm-hmm. ng ating mga Filipino-Australians. At syempre ngayong umaga, Claudette, eto na, tatawagin na natin ang isang napakagwapo at wow. ang napakakisig na ating bisita. Magandang umaga, Sci-Fly Mill. Good morning.
Good morning, mga kababayan. How are you all?
Ikaw una naming guest for the month and pag-usapan natin sacrifices and syempre appreciating yung mga ginagawa natin, di ba, na sa araw-araw at naaalala natin. At ngayon, speaking of sacrifices and all, nako, yung love story mo at ang yung mga sakripisyo dyan. Pero bago tayo tumalon doon, Claudette, tatanungin muna natin, intrigahin namin. No?
Yes.
Kasi I'm sure you're very proud, syempre, with your relationship, diba? At hindi biro. I'm sure maraming kwento sa likod niyan. Pwede ba namin kwento sa amin ang inyong love story ni Mrs.? Pwede ba namin malaman ang name niya?
Oo.
Ang pangalan niya is Bonita.
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 Oh. Maganda.
Bonita. And, Bonita Senorita.
Okay.
Of course. And Bonita is Australian, tama ba?
She is Australian and Canadian.
Okay.
Canadian. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. At gaano katagal na kayong nagsasama ni Bonita?
Ang mga ano na ito, 10 years this year is our 10th year. So
isang dekada na pala.
We've 10 years now. Ang dami na na experience, ang dami na. Pero okay lang, good vibe, you know. Masaya talaga.
Kahit 10 years na, Claudette, tanongin ko lang si Sci-Fly Mill. Naalala ba yung unang araw, Sci-Fly Mill, na nagkakilala kayo? Pwede bang kwento mo sa amin para naman?
Yes. It's going a long story, pero I will just try to skip as well. Nakita ko si Bonita sa work event. Dati I used to work for McDonald's as a store manager, area manager. Nakita ko siya isang event. Pero lasing ako. I was walking towards to the CR. Nakita ko siya kasi she was dressed as a princess kasi yung ano namin, yung team namin parang prince and princess. So when I come back after the toilet, I will say hello to her. Anyway, I went in, I come back, she was already gone. She disappeared. And after that night, I didn't see her for 4 years. Again, I had the opportunity na nakapunta ako sa Singapore through work convention. Nakita ko din siya doon kami sa Marina Bay Hotel sa taas. Nakita ko siya, pero para yung puso ko, para bang stop lang. Oh,
wow.
Nandito na yung princess ko. sinabi din ng mga kaibigan ko sa trabaho, uy, yung princess mo nandito. Ang mga Australian, mga Greek, sinasabi sa akin, linoloko din ako. Pero yung nakita ko siya, ang dami kong nakita ng mga lalaki na lumalapit sa kanya, sinasabi kahit ano. Ang dami. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, ang sasabihin ko sa kanya, parang lahat na nasabi na.
Dami siyang admirers.
Oo. Pag kahit ano sabihin ko, para bang nasabi na lahat, hindi na special sa kanya. So sabi ko, sige, okay lang yan. Kasi inaano ako ng ano ng isang Pilipino na sa trabaho. Sige na, kuya. Patulan mo na, sabi.
Try mo lang, di ba?
Pinush ka na pala, no?
Oo, sabi ko, hindi. The time will come. So, yung first night, hindi ako nasabi, punta ako sa dance floor kasi dati ano naman ako, street dancer naman ako. Sabi ko, mag-enjoy na lang ako, magsayaw na lang ako, I enjoy myself para makuha ko yung attention niya. Pero nakikita ko, tumitingin, pero hindi lumalapit. Sabi ko, hindi ako pwede lumapit kasi daming lalaki dito. Alam mo naman tayo mga Pilipino, mayroon tayong mga ano, mga secret diskarte sa mga gusto masabi sa babae. So, the next night, we had a dinner on the beach at Singapore, one of the private beach. So, it was an open, it wasn't a formal dinner. So, it was everybody's dressed as like they're going to the beach. So, okay. Meron siyang kilala na isang ano kaibigan na nasa grupo namin with work with the team. So, nakikita ko lumalapit siya with her friend, pumupunta sa grupo namin, pero hindi naman ako nagsabi, "Hey, how are you?" O hindi naman siya nagsabi. Nagkwentuhan lang silang dalawa. After 5-10 minutes, lumapit na ako. Sabi ko, huwag niyo akong anuhin, ha? Judge.
Ito na yung opening. Ito na yung kinakabahan ako dito. Ito na. Ito yun, eh.
Sige, go lang. Oo.
Kasi
go.
Sabi ko, ano sasabihin ko talaga sa kanya? Kasi sinabi na lang. So sabi ko, kasi yung first time nakita ko, para talagang dream yun. Para, oh, ito yung princess ko. Ganda ng damit, ganda ng suot, ganda ng ugali. So yung naano ko, na-approach ko na siya. Sabi ako, sabi ko, "Oh, you used to be, you put on a little bit of weight.
Oh my gosh.
You're still beautiful."
Bakit naman ganyan?
Pero I said, "But I don't understand. You're snob also. You snob me last night. You saw me, but you didn't say nothing. I know you remember me." Para ba yung sinabi ko, para hindi ko na inisip kung ang sasabi, yan lang yung lumabas.
Nako.
Parang na-shock siya. Sabi niya, na-shock siya, parang hindi, wala siya nasabi. Yung kaibigan niya, tinignan ako para bang lumaki yung mata. So, umalis na lang ako. Sabi ko, "Oh, sige, have a good night."
Oh my gosh.
Mexit?
Alis na lang ako. Pre. And then, two minutes later, lumapit na. "Hey, what did you say? Why did you say that for?" And then that yun, na-explain ko na, because everybody has said so much nice things to you. I don't know what to say. So yun, nag-umpisa na.
Ang galing ng diskarte.
Alam mo tawag doon? Na kami.
Shock and awe, yun tawag doon eh.
Ah, ganun?
Oh,
shock and awe. Parang gulati mo na and like the most unexpected. Tama yung iniisip si Sci-Fly Mail, ganda ng tip niya eh.
Oh, para alam mo na, you understand why I did it, like. Pero sa ano, Claudia, anong isip mo kung mayroong lalaki pong...
Kung ikaw.
Hindi po ako, tapos sinabihan ako, "Oy, tumaba ka, oh my gosh, hindi ko, talagang mag-walk out ako." Hindi ko siya kausapin.
Pero you're still beautiful, you're still amazing.
Maganda yung segue mo, Sci-Fly. May puntos ka doon. Siguro dahil ginawa mo yun, hindi ka niya nakalimutan. Kaya talagang
yes, that was my intention. I don't want you to forget this moment now. Even if we don't click, at least you will tell your family, your friends, "Now this man came to me and told me this." And you will remember me.
Galing.
And I'm sure 10 years forward, this is still a good conversation. Yeah. Like peace, ito pa rin yung pinag-uusapan lagi at naaalala, di ba?
Oo, pre. Oo. Kasi binigyan din niya ako ng rules eh. Yung rules namin, We have to go to 3 dates before, alam mo naman, before mag too close to each other, you know. So nagustuhan ko din na itong babae may ano ito, hindi lang easy ito. Ano ito, mayroon standard, mayroong rules.
That's right.
So yun, naano ko na din, sabi ko, ito yung hinahanap ko na. Alam mo naman, hindi naman ako nagsasabi, easy lang yung ano, ito sa Australia, ang dami natin mga option dito sa mga Pilipino.
Okay.
We just need to have the, you know, the confidence and the power to just go.
Question, Sci-Fly Mail, tanong ko lang, Claudette, no? Sabi mo sa Australia, syempre, iba't-ibang lahi na, syempre, nandito rin mga Pilipino, pero bakit pinursu mo si Bonita, like, being iba, syempre different sa culture, sa lahat ng bagay or maraming bagay. Bakit sa kanya hanggang magpakasal?
I guess for someone, all my friends, they understand why. But for some of you guys, I'm just talking to you guys. I'll just make it quick. Lumaki ako sa Pilipinas until 11, 12 years old. I was already para bang a street kid. Kasi alam mo naman dati in the 80s, in the 90s, mahirap talaga sa Pilipinas. Yung nanay ko, tatay ko, they were too busy working. So I was flying with the kids on the street, and next thing you know, lakad-lakad na kami kahit saan, punta-punta. So I've already experienced sa mga kasin ko, sa mga uncle ko na nagbababaero o nagliligaw-ligaw. Mm-hmm. Nakikita ko na yung mga ano nila, mga diskarte nila, mga hindi magandang ginagawa nila. Mm-hmm. And yung pagdating ko dito sa Australia, I was 12 years old. Dito din, after one year, para bang ako na bahala sa sarili ko, umalis na ako. So I already learned, experience yung mga babae. Alam mo naman dito, then papa dito sa Australia, marami talaga mga lahi, mga babae from 80. So, itong sinasabi ko sa mga kaibigan ko sa Pilipinas, pre, maghahanap ka ng asawa dito sa Pilipinas. Doon pagpunta mo sa Australia, ang dami na doon, mga Pilipina na. Pero yung point ko, yung teenager ako dito, nagkaroon ako ng mga shota na Pilipina. Half Filipina, half Australian, bagong Pilipina nakapunta lang dito. Mga apat talaga, four Pilipina.
Kumukota to pero si Saif.
Yung na-experience ko sa kanila, ang dami... papatayin ako ng mga Pilipina dito sa community. Patayin talaga ako. Yung na-experience ko sa kanila, ang dami talaga mga drama, ang dami toxic, ang dami talaga. Sabi ko, hindi naman ako sabi lahat ganyan, pero yung na-experience ko talaga sa mga Pilipina ganyan. And then na-experience ko din sa mga nila, magulang nila, mga nanay, tatay nila na kasi para ba akong street boy na dito sa Melbourne, nakikita nila yung lifestyle ko, para hindi nila na-approve. Ang tingin nila sa akin, para
wala kang future, kumbaga.
Wala kang future, kasi hinahanap ko lang sarili ko, ganyan. Problema, drama. Pero pag mayroon akong Australian na, kaibigan na babae, or Italian, or Greek, yung experience different talaga, kasi para bang nila magulang very welcoming, kasi ang tingin nila, this is a different nationality, let's learn their culture, and tsaka din yung experience sa shota, masaya, para bang caring, giving, para ba yan yung na-experience ko talaga.
Kumbaga parang sa ibang lahi, wala silang judgment sa iyo. They accept you as who you are.
Okay. Yung ko mas maganda mapakinggan from both of them, no?
Yeah.
Ang kanilang mga sakripisyo din.
Okay.
Meron bang mga sacrifices? Good morning, Bonita. Welcome to Love Down Under.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
We are very inspired, by your story. We've been talking to Sci-Fly Mill. He's been, telling us his version of your love story and how you guys met. And I just want to ask one thing. Are all those things true? Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Checking the account.
And it was, it was just sort of like magnets after we met on the beach and we finally sort of spoke. And from that moment, we were sort of stuck together.
Before we talk about sacrifices and the challenges that you've had, Bonita, just one question. What did you feel when he said, like, you gained a little weight, when he approached you and opened with that line?
I was a bit like, what on earth? Like, who is he? But I remembered him from 4 years ago when he was dancing at a previous work event, and he was quite hypnotizing. So when he approached me on the beach, I was a little bit stunned, and then we just sort of clicked and sort of never left.
Right. Okay, Bonita, we're just going to ask. We wanted to ask because, this month we're talking about making sacrifices. All right, and appreciating, celebrating it. Can you, tell us like what kind of sacrifices did you make, or the challenges that you faced, being with him, or at least getting started with the relationship and 10 years into the married life?
Yeah, so we started our relationship long distance. So the relationship just felt so right. So I put in my notice of resignation where I was working up near Mackay in Yeppoon, Rockhampton, and then travelled back down to Melbourne and had to start my career again. And I also make dinuguan. So for me, that's a big challenge.
Dinuguan.
Yeah. Every September for his birthday, I try and make that dish.
That's a sacrifice.
Yeah. So that was a very big challenge. And also learning about the Filipino culture and tradition. Not that it's a sacrifice, but in some ways it is a bit of a challenge.
True.
The Filipino community is so tightly knit, which is wonderful. But when I go to all the events, largely being the only Caucasian woman there, I sort of find it slightly, I'm sort of on the outer side. Obviously, everyone's speaking Tagalog or their own sort of language. So it's sort of one of those things where you sort of have to go and you sort of learn and you try and be part of the community. But with obviously the language barrier, it's sort of that little bit hard. So all those events are quite challenging, but they're equally just as wonderful to be part of.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Donita. Just one last question for you, I guess. You know, despite all the like the sacrifices and possible like hardships, you know, in the relationship, what made you decide to like marry Sci-Fi Mill in that sense?
Oh, so
why him?
If anyone's lucky enough to walk into my husband's orbit, you sort of know how magnetic he is and how much he sort of draws you in and how positive his outlook on life is. So for me, overcoming like the social stigma, going to restaurants and being stared at or in queues and being asked if the gentleman next to me is my husband and it's like, no, this other gentleman's my husband. Sort of overcoming those sort of social situations, it was more sort of love conquers anything, really.
Yes.
So all those sort of were pushed behind and became sort of minor incidents. But when you sort of look back, it's like, yeah, we are sort of ostracizing certain social situations because commonly it's the opposite way around where the Caucasian male has the Filipino partner.
That's right.
So it's sort of awkward in situations, especially when I have to sort of, you know, no, he is my husband. But love does conquer, and I truly do believe that if two people are meant to be together, then nothing else sort of even can compare.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Sci-Fly, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Sure.
Sci-Fly, 10 years, it's a feat. Mahirap ma-achieve ang 10 taon.
That's right.
Anong sikreto? What's the secret?
Secreto is try to give her and listen to her as much as you can, as much as I can. I think keeping each other. I think this is where I see a lot of my friends are going wrong with their relationship. We are friends also as. We're best friends,
yes.
And she's my wife. So sometimes when we have arguments, sometimes we say to each other, I don't want to speak to my wife, I want to speak to my friend or my best friend.
Mm.
So then the conversation change. Or if we're having an argument and because we're talking on the friend level or on the best friend level, we say to each other, I want to talk to my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Cheers to 10 years. Grabe, very inspiring na kwento ng pag-ibig at pagmamahal mula kay Sci-Fly and Bonita. And Sci-Fly, you're having this event Joa Night?
Yes, guys. Please, if you're in Melbourne, please join us on our first Joa Night for Filipino community. This event was planned this 2 years ago. So tong Joa Night, I'm very blessed. My team is very blessed and we're grateful that we're getting a lot of attention for our event. Joa Night to me, because a lot of people misunderstood what this night is about, and I think that taking the name Joa for what it is, to me Joa Night is a place and a time to be with special ones. It could be your friends, family, your lovers, and also a place to meet other people. It could be in, like I said, it could be your future girlfriend, could be your future wife, or you could be your future business partner, because in my event I have other business owners that also attends who go out there and link up with other people who's got the talents for the service, So that's what I do with my events. I try to sort of put people together. If they can do business mm-hmm. in my event, or they can start a relationship or do something, then I've done my job as a promoter, as a producer.
So when is Jowa Night?
Jowa Night is April 16 mm-hmm. at 25 okay. Bank Place in Melbourne. Very cool little cocktail bar. You know, they have a good setup. They got booth. The lighting is good. Very nice place.
Okay, we're all looking forward to that one sci-fi meal. Thank you very much. And
thank
also
you.
To
thank
your
you.
Beautiful wife,
yes.
Bonita. Maraming salamat. Thank you as well. And you guys have, you know, a great Easter. All right. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you, sci-fi.
Thank you. And have a good Easter to everybody.
Kiligin, tumawa, at ibahagi ang inyong kwento dito sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Every weekend, kasama sina Papa Dan at Claudette Centeno Calixto. Love Down Under. Let's talk about love, life, and everything in between. Love Down Under.
Love Down Under.
Love Down Under with Papa Dan and Claudette. Dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.